This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the 6 months since Hurricane Katrina devastated much of the Gulf Coast, reporter Joshua Levs has been following one New Orleans family, the Smiths, as they tried to recover from the damage to their lives. Now Josh has asked each person to write about what has changed.
It was a challenging task, but one the Smith family willingly delved into. Chiquita Smith and her three children sat around the dining table one evening at their home in McKinney, Texas, and quietly put their thoughts on paper. Selwyn, the father, was off in New Orleans, grappling with the family's damaged property. They all, in their own words, summarized what they've been through. First, Chiquita.
Very confusing and complicated are words that come to my mind when I think about my life after Katrina. It's very difficult to respond to something that you're still going through. Some people seem to think that everyone in New Orleans needed to move away, and they feel that we should just jump right into our new lives and just be happy. I have family and friends that helped to complete my life that are now miles and miles away.
Chiquita wrote about bills piling up and the difficult search for contractors back in New Orleans to fix their property. The home they lived in was destroyed, and the home they had saved up for years to buy and were just about to move into was damaged. Chiquita wrote that you just have to grin and bear it, but she also noted a positive side.
That I have had a chance to meet some great people, people that genuinely care. I like to say that I possess some of those same characteristics, too.
The oldest child, Keonti, has had a tough time accepting what happened in New Orleans and adjusting to life in Texas. She's 14 and in the ninth grade.
Before Katrina, I was always full of life and energy. I could make my worst days one of my best. I'm now going to a different school, and the hardest part is making new friends all over again. I'm kind of a shy person, and it's hard for me to loosen up. But now things at school are getting much better for me.
Her brother, 12-year-old Selwyn Jr., has had the easiest time adjusting to the new life, partly because the people around him share his passion.
Football is big in Texas, and the teams are way more dedicated. I play for a team called the North Texas Falcons. I think we're pretty good. I have a couple of really good friends on the team.
The images of destruction back in New Orleans have left an imprint for him and his whole family. The Smiths have been back twice to visit. They talk about moving back someday. Selwyn Jr. doesn't like the idea.
I'm not looking forward to moving back to New Orleans because of all the natural disasters that's been happening, although I still miss my home.
The youngest, 10-year-old Tremaine, wrote that everything is different now, even the bed he sleeps in.
I also attend a different school with different teachers, and I had to learn to make new friends. I don't like to start over. It makes me mad and sad.
After he read that for us, I asked him what makes him sad. He said the new friendships are different.
Like, since I've been in New Orleans my whole life, I can, like, trust my friends more.
His father, Selwyn, flew back in from New Orleans, a trip he's been making every couple of weeks, with thoughts on his mind about how drastically life has changed. He wrote some of those thoughts down, like a journal. He said since he's constantly worrying about insurance adjustments and salvaging what they have left in New Orleans, life feels like work.
Monday through Friday, you got certain things you do. The weekends, you got certain things you do. And I tend to try to be as organized as I could, you know, to get more things accomplished and really to work smart. But it's hard. It's a 24-hour job.
Over the last 6 months, we've watched the family go through upheaval, first fleeing from New Orleans to a hotel in Atlanta, then meeting up with family members in Texas, then moving to McKinney to be near relatives. Every step brings new challenges, and Selwyn says it's impossible to look ahead.
When I was right out of high school, I worked at a Payless shoe store and became manager. One of the questions when we interview people, we used to always say, "Well, you see yourself in the next 5 years?" That question right there, I don't even have an answer for right now.
And that may be the biggest way the Smiths' lives have changed. 6 months ago, they figured New Orleans would always be their home. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Levs.
You can read the Smith family's reflections on how Hurricane Katrina has changed their lives and follow their odyssey from the beginning at our website, npr.org.